Well, good morning. 8:32 a.m. Friday, June the 19th, 2026, on a partly cloudy morning. Here in the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado, a lot of blue sky up there. A lot of wind. It's really windy and the wind is really cold. Which is great, because otherwise 8:30 would be probably too hot for me to walk outside. It is only like 60 degrees, 62 maybe. So the wind is keeping things stirred up, to keeping things cooled off. So yeah, 17th was a treadmill day. Because it was 80 degrees. It was already 80 degrees when I got up at 6. So yeah, I knew that was going to be a treadmill day from the get-go. And yesterday was a lovely 3-day. I spent most of it in no man's sky, farting around, accomplishing nothing, relaxing, enjoying myself, killing the odd pirate. Fine-tuning my fleet. Oddly enough, Roger has been on my mind. I think that's as far down that rabbit hole I want to go right at the moment, at least out loud. There's a certain amount of stewing and bubbling going on. In the back of my small mind that isn't ready yet to be trotted out and put on display. But it won't be too much longer, I don't think, before the routine nature of explore a little, kill a little, mine a little, find a little becomes less interesting than what might be going on at Shackelford House and its environs, which I'm counting as a good thing. The audiobook for Wizard's Cat has dropped. I'm already getting feedback from it, so thank you. I'm glad people are enjoying it. I'm sure the narration is spectacular. And that ain't gonna hurt. I stepped down. I didn't realize that block had shifted that much. The sidewalk here is concrete slabs. They're about, oh, I don't know, 6-8 feet long. And every once in a while, you find one of them that has been uplifted, or the one beside it has subsided, or whatever. And I learned very early in the walk to pay attention to the intersections between the junctions between these slabs, because they ain't always level. cracked a rib on one of them. Not as bad as the rib I broke on my bicycle. Well, falling off my bicycle years ago, miles away. Yeah, 50 years ago. 50? Yeah, 50. No. Can't be. I'm down here. It's a lot of black sky. Nice blue. Very dark right up overhead. Except for where the wispy little clouds are standing in there. They're... Parallax is telling me that there's a couple of layers of them right on top of each other. Oh, and there's a few Maristales off to the south. A bit diffuse, a bit scrambled, but still cirrostratus. Which is good, because the air needs some stirring up. Crack the windows open in the house so we can get some fresh air today. At least for a while this morning before it heats up too much. Have to be careful. The cat, of course, being an ex-stray, loves to stick his nose in the on the open window and sniff the outside air. But after a few months, he has definitely calmed down a lot. He's always been a bit of a snuggle bunny, but he's gotten to the point now where he has this snuggle pattern down. And first part of the night, it's usually with me. Second part with the spousal unit, and when we're both up, he'll find a perch on the back of the couch where he can oversee the living room and look outside to make sure nobody is invading his lawn, which is kind of cute. But the boy has an attitude. He wants his food, and when he wants his food, he wants it now, whenever now happens to be. We're slowly getting him weaned out of getting fed earlier and earlier and earlier in the morning. I don't know if we'll ever get him to the point where we can get him back to like 5 a.m., but we can try. We can try. The difficulty for that, for me, is that feeding him at 3 a.m. is somewhat self-serving. Because I don't go back to bed. We have a spare room now because one of the kids moved out. And after feeding him at 3, I go lay down on that bed rather than disturbing my spousal unit by trying to crawl back into bed quietly, which is, not ever going to happen. So I curl up on that bed, and another good solid 2-3 hours sleep. I mean, dead to the world sleep. At least according to my Fitbit. When I look at the sleep quality before 3 and after 3, it's pretty astonishing, really. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Long post. All right. Long eastern reach. The wind is blowing. You can hear it through the trees. But there's not a lot of it on the ground because there's so many houses and fences and obstructions. Guy goes through a lot of cars. Just walked past the house that has the beat up Beamer, and he's got that. There's three cars in a row and a truck in his driveway. Truck, Jeep, SUV, whatever I call it. Alexis has paper plates on it, so it's pretty new. Oh, did I shut things off? I'm still recording, that's a good sign. And yes, I did, okay. Thought I must have. Ooh. Careful, dog. Hurt yourself. Okay, I'm scared. I'm leaving. That's like the dogs behind our house. Lady has one or two dogs. I don't really know. And one of them is tall enough so it can stand on its hind legs and prop his paws, his front paws, on a fence rail and keep an eye open, make sure nobody walks on the sidewalk in front of their house without him knowing it and barking at them. For me, that's not usually a problem because by the time most people are up and walking in front of his house, it's like school bus time. Rare this time of year, but in the normal school year. Oh, good morning, Rose. Well, look at all those buds. Beautiful rose bush. Can't be more than 2 feet tall. little tiny roses on it. But anyway, yeah, starting around 6:30, 7 o'clock, he will bark at anybody walking on the sidewalk, either side of the street. He will have an opinion that he will share with the neighborhood. And, of course, my spousal unit, who doesn't usually get to bed before midnight for some reason, has a little bit of trouble with that and getting enough hours of sleep. Where I do fine with 6 or 7, these last few days of getting only 8 or almost 8 have been weird. But she needs at least 8. 10 is better. Or she just doesn't feel right. And so this dog is a bit of a problem. And has been ever since that lady moved in. Oh well. Can't really pick our neighbors. Unless we want to sell out and move every couple of years to replace the old set with a new set that'll probably be just as irritating but in a different way. I feel like I should buy some land out in the country, put in an earth house, an updated, upscale, soddy sod house with grass on the roof, windows facing south, and a nice big overhang to block it in the summer. It being the sun. But the difficulty with that is that I really need to have an internet that is more than the dial of dribble. Not that I use it for much these days, to be perfectly honest. In theory, we've got gigabit service at the house, but in practice, it's more like 200 megabits. Which is fine. It works out good. Oh, walking alongside the grass. Oh, some flowered intermediate wheat grass. Looks very much like the flowered rye with the little stamens or whatever the hell they are hanging off each individual kernel, each individual seed. I keep an eye on that and see if I can harvest some of it later on when it gets ripe. Feral rye is looking a bit scabby, a little stunted in its growth. Is that? That's interesting. Either already ripe or summer killed. It seems a little early for summer kill. June. Is it tiny white poppy. I see another one way down the length of the field there. I was one closer, I didn't see it this morning. May have lost its blossoms. It's between cycles. The Willow Sisters are getting protected today. Their hair is not waving in the breeze. But my beard is certainly flapping. It's one of those weird feelings that you, unless you've had a beard long enough to flap, I don't suppose you really appreciate how weird it feels. City sprinklers are sprinkling up a storm today. I wonder if they're trying to water up the lawn in time, get it going good before we have to shift into water-saving mode later in the season. Or if the city will even do that. I wonder how many thousands of gallons of potable water we put into that every year. All the parks. The parks are lovely, don't get me wrong. Having green space in the city. Water is going to be a problem. Sooner rather than later. And my poor Mugo pine still needs some pruning to give it a shape. Right now it's just a blob. Anyway, you can probably tell I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. It's a 2-day, actually. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.